弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天在主日又是一个敬礼的主日。
Very happy this Sunday morning, and especially this is a baptismal Sunday.
可以跟弟兄姐妹们一起分享神的话语。
And I can share God's love with you.
让我们一起翻到今天的主题经文是在彼得前书第三章第十五节。
Let us turn to our Bibles, and we will turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
彼得前书第三章第第三章第十五节，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，今天早晨当我们在阅读你话语的时候，求主你亲自的借着圣灵教导我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you today and as we study your word this morning, may your Holy Spirit teach us.
愿我们在座的每一个人都能够受到主你生命话语的滋润。
So that our lives may be nourished by your word.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们在开始读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的时候
，As we begin studying First Thessalonians，
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦信徒给我们的榜样。
We see the example set forth by the Thessalonians。
保罗说：“你们所给众人的榜样是在。”你们信心所做的功夫，爱心所受的劳苦，和盼望主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And in chapter 1, verse 3, Paul says, Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到他们的信心，讲到他们的爱心，讲到他们的盼望。
So it speaks of their faith, their labor of love, and their hope.
在哥林多前书十三章十三节里面，保罗同样提到。
Similarly, Paul mentions this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
他说，如今常存的有这三样，就是信、望、爱。
So in chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul also mentions love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. 13. So now faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
在哥罗西书第一章，保罗同样写给哥罗西的信徒的时候，他说在第四节。因为听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，像众圣徒的爱心，并且是为那你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
And in Colossians chapter 1 verse 4, Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel.
我们看见信心、爱心和盼望这三样是彼此共存的。
And we see that these three things, faith, hope, and love, work together.
并且是信徒在众人面前的一个见证。
And having these three is the testimony of a Christian's life before others.
但是我们在教会里面常常我们提到信心，我们常常提到爱心。
And in the church, we often talk about faith and love.
但是我们现在了解信心、爱心和盼望这三样是分不开的。
But we now see that faith, hope, and love, all three cannot be separated.
我们有没有想过，人是一个需要盼望的？
Have you ever thought that man actually needs hope?
一个人如果没有盼望，是什么样子的一个生活？
If a person does not have hope, what type of life will he be living?
一个对生命无望的人。
A person that has no hope in life.
或者一个人在生命当中总是失望的人。
Or someone that lives through life always discouraged.
生活会变得没有意义。
Then life becomes without meaning.
在生活当中没有力量。
And there's no power in their life.
可能就像是一个行尸走肉一般的过生活。
It'll be like a walking dead.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. 可是，所以人是需要盼望的。
So, a person needs hope.
这世上每一个人活着的人都是有盼望的人。
Everyone that lives on this earth should have hope.
可是基督徒的盼望跟一般世人的盼望事实上是截然不同的。
But the hope that a Christian has is drastically different from the hope that a non-believer has.
世上的人所追求的盼望，或是说这个世界所能带给人的盼望。
And the hope that a non-believer pursues, or in other words, what the world offers as hope,
这些盼望总是短暂的。
That hope is short-lived.
是空洞的。
And it is empty.
并且是让人失望的。
And it's disappointing.
可是一个基督徒的盼望是一个属天的盼望。
But the hope that a Christian has is the hope that is from God.
是一个荣耀的盼望。
It is a glorious hope.
是一个坚固牢靠的盼望。
And it is a hope that is steady and that is trustworthy.
是一个有永恒的把握和确据的盼望。
And it is a hope that is eternal and everlasting.
一个属神的人
，a person that belongs to God，
是一个有这样子盼望印记在身上的人
，is a person that has this hope stamped in their life.
It's a mark of a Christian.
Mark of a Christian.
It's a mark. You have the mark of hope, in your person. 这个盼望是在主耶稣基督里的盼望。
And this hope can only come from our Lord Jesus.
这个世上所能够给我们的盼望都是短暂、空洞和让人失望的。
And the hope that in this world, what the world offers as hope is short-lived, it is empty, and it disappoints.
可是这多半就是这世上的人所追求的。
But that is the hope that this world, the people of this world pursues.
你想想看，今天人为什么要追求这个赶流行啊？
And if you think about it, why do people pursue after popular things?
衣服有新的样式
，so the newest trend in fashion，
就等着这个下一季的这个下一季出来的新的衣服是什么样的衣服，我可以去穿。
So they can't wait for the new fashion that will come out in the next season. They can't wait to put it on.
新的包包
，new purse，
新的鞋子
，new shoes，
或者是餐馆
，or restaurants，
你要去吃现在有什么新鲜的东西。
You want to try whatever is new, the new tastes or new flavors.
又可以这个餐馆里面又可以使出什么样的花样，能够来满足我们的口欲。
Or something new that the chef can put out that will be intriguing.
最新的、最流行的一些娱乐是什么
？And what are the newest forms of entertainment?
怎么样让我们的感官上面能够得到更多的刺激和更多的满足
？How can we be stimulated in our minds and be satisfied？
可是这些我们所期盼的，真的能满足我们吗
？But these things that we try to pursue, can that really satisfy us？
不是。
No, it does not.
不能，因为他们是短暂的。
Because they're short-lived.
所以为什么潮流不断的在变
？So that is why trends keep changing.
所以这也是为什么餐馆不断的开新的餐馆，然后旧的餐馆关门。
So that is why you often have new restaurants that open up and these older restaurants that will shut down.
一个好的餐馆，如果师傅不换点新点子，我们这些老客人呢就吃不下去了。
If you frequent a restaurant and the chef doesn't come up with something new, you want to try something else.
如果这些企业不推出新的玩具或者新的这个服饰的话，我们就厌倦。
Or if the companies or enterprises that don't come up with new methods or new products, we get bored.
世人今天不断地在这些事情上面追求新的，追求改变。
And the people of this world pursue change and the newest trends.
反映出来的就是这种的期盼是短暂的。
And what we see is that often these things are short-lived.
当美国现任的总统 Trump 在参选选总统的时候，他打的什么口号？
And during the when President Trump was campaigning for the presidency,
他的这个口号让他今天当选了总统。
What was his slogan? That slogan helped him become the president.
他说：“我要让美国再次强盛起来。”
And that slogan was.Let's make America great again.
是不是？今天是不是在他的带领之下，美国强盛起来了？
So, is America great again under his leadership?
前任总统奥巴马他在竞选的时候，他的口号是什么？
And the last president, what was President Obama's slogan?
他的这个口号也让他赢得了总统的这个位置。
And that slogan also helped him gain the presidency.
你们知道他的口号是什么吗？
Do you guys remember what his slogan was?
改变和盼望。
Change and hope.
盼望和改变。
Hope and change.
只要他当选了美国总统，美国的人民就有了改变，就能够有了盼望。
So if he became president, the Americans would have hope and they would have change.
奥巴马总统他的爸爸是黑人，妈妈是白人。
And Obama's father was black, and his mom was white.
所以美国人呢，非常的期待这个第一任的有黑人血统的总统，可以将美国的黑白两个种族之间的歧视能够得到一个合一化解。
So Americans had many Americans had hoped that he would be the first black president to unite the blacks and the whites.
你知道人们是期盼的这一位。总统能够改变他们的生活，改变这个国家呢
？So when the people elect the president, it's their hope that this president would bring them change in their life.
今天美国的种族之间的歧视和问题是更合一了、更和平了，还是更严重了
？So today the issue of inequality and race has it become worse or has it improved?
今天人跟着所谓国家的领袖或领导。
And today, as the citizens are led by these leaders,
将我们个人的期许，将我们的未来交托在他们的手中。
And we offer up our future into their hands.
有的时候，我们最后看来是盲目的跟从。
And a lot of times, we see that we are actually following blindly.
因为他们的保证。他们的口号都是空洞的，都是短暂的。
Because their slogan and their promise to us is short-lived and empty.
我曾经听过一个弟兄分享。
I once heard a brother share to me.
多年经营他的事业。
He was in business for many years.
He was very devoted to craft a career for himself.跟了一个很好的上司
，and he followed a very good boss。
这个上司呢，一旦得到升迁呢，就提拔他。
And this boss, as long as his boss was promoted, it would promote him。
他就很小心的经营这份关系。
So then he's very careful in maintaining this relationship。
结果几十年下来
，and then after many years,
few decades。
Few decades。
这个上司后来当了总经理了。
And then this boss of his became manager.
Chief executive.
Chief executive.
结果却把他踢在一边,
and then kicked him to the side.
然后下面的人呢, 就请了别人来做。
And then his position was replaced.
一生对事业的期盼就在这个人的身上。
His whole hope on of his career was put on this one person, his boss.
可是这个人却使他完全的失望了。But
this person only brought him disappointment.
这个世界上面所带来的盼望, 弟兄姐妹们,
the hope that this world offers,
永远都是短暂, 空洞, 或使人失望的。
It's always short-lived, empty, and it disappoints.
真正的盼望, 是从神那儿来。
The real hope comes from God.
我们讲过一个基督徒在这个世上, 我们要有盼望的印记。
And we just mentioned that hope should be the mark in a Christian.
真正的盼望。
Real hope.
永恒的盼望。
Eternal hope.
我们刚刚读到, 彼得, 我们刚刚在读到彼得前书3章15节的时候, 神的话怎么告诉我们？
When we first read 1 Peter chapter 3, what did the Bible tell us?
当人问你们心中盼望的缘由, when people ask you for the reason
for the hope that is in you,
你们是基督徒为什么有盼望?
Why do you have hope as a Christian?
我们要能够怎么样? 我们要常做准备能够以温柔敬畏的心能够来回答个人。
Now for us as Christians, we always need to be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks us.
基督徒在世人面前的生命是一个有盼望的生命。
A Christian's life before man is a life full of hope.
这个盼望不是属世的盼望, 是属天的盼望。
And this hope is not a hope from this world.
这个盼望不是短暂的盼望, 是永恒的盼望。
And this hope is not short-lived, but it is a hope that is eternal.
这个盼望不是在人的身上的盼望, 乃是在主耶稣基督身上的盼望。
And this hope is not dependent upon man, but is dependent upon God.
那到底我们的盼望是什么呢?
Then what is our hope?
圣经上面告诉我们, 盼望是我们得救的一个基础。
And in the Bible, it tells us that hope is a foundation for our salvation.
因为我们在主里面的盼望是一个得救的盼望。
And because the hope that we have in Christ is a hope that saves.
我们今天罪得赦免。
And today our sins are forgiven.
我们是蒙了主的恩。
It is because of God's grace.
得了神的拯救的人。
That we have become saved.
今天因为我们在神的面前, 我们认清自己的罪。
Because today before God, we admit and confess our sins.
并且我们在他的面前悔改。
And we repent of our sins.
我们今天生活的目的是为了荣耀神。
And our purpose in life is to give God glory.
我们今天是以主耶稣基督所赐给我们的新生命能够过一个得胜荣耀的生活。
And today we live our life victorious because of the new life that is given to us by Christ.
今天我们不再被罪的重担压制。
And today we are not burdened by the shackles of sin.
我们今天不会成天的内疚自责。
And today we no longer feel ashamed or have guilt.
我们从罪里面得到释放。
We've been liberated from sin.
因为我们有主耶稣基督所赐的新生命。
Because we have the new life that is given to us by our Lord Jesus.
这是得救的盼望。
That is the hope of our salvation.
弟兄姐妹, 当我们在传福音的时候,
Dear brothers and sisters, when we share the gospel,
我们多半会把这个得救的盼望跟人分享。
And we often share about this hope.
但是我们做神的儿女, 我们另外还有什么更重要的盼望?
But other than that, for us as God's children, we have another hope.
我们是有等待主耶稣基督再来的盼望。
We also have the hope that our Lord Jesus will return again.
主耶稣基督第一次来到世上的时候，为我们的罪在十字架上受死。
Our Lord Jesus first came onto this earth to die for us on the cross.
当他第二次再来的时候，他是以荣耀的君王的身份来这边掌王权的。
And when he returns again, he will come again in the as a glorious king reigning and, over his kingdom.
当主耶稣基督再来的时候，在主内已死的人将肉体复活。
And when he returns again, those that have died will resurrect again.
而那些还活着的人也会与主相遇，并且身体会得到转变。
And those that are still living will have a new glorious body.
我们这个必朽坏的身体将被转换为不朽坏的身体。
And this decaying body will become a glorious body.
我们这个属世的肉体将转换为一个属灵的身体。
And this worldly body will eventually become a spiritual body.
哥林多前书十五章跟哥罗西书里这个帖撒罗尼迦前书里面跟我们讲的非常清楚。
And in 1 Corinthians and 1 Thessalonians, it talks about this very clearly.
弟兄姐妹，我们在主里面的盼望。
Dear brothers and sisters, the hope that we have in Christ
是我们所爱的主耶稣基督，也是爱我们的主耶稣基督将会再次来临。
That is that our Lord Jesus that loves us will return again.
当他再来临的时候，我们属于他的人就会完完全全的得到拯救。
And when he returns again, those of us that belong to him will be completely saved.
我们不再会有失望伤痛。
And we no longer will have disappointment or sorrow.
我们不再会有眼泪，不再会有疾病，不再会有死亡。
And we will no longer have tears or sickness or death.
世上所有一切的罪恶将会完全的被抹杀。
And all the wickedness and the sins of this world will be smeared away.
神荣耀的国度就降临了。
And God's glorious kingdom will come on earth.
一切的美善、真实、神的圣洁、神的公义将完完全全的在我们的面前展现。
And all of his peace and all of his glory will be revealed to us.
这是我们所期盼的。
That is our hope.
当我们每一天每日过生活的时候
And in our daily life,
因为我们知道我们是属于主的
Because we know that we belong to God,
我们也知道主将要再来
And we know that our Lord will return,
这使我们对生命的在每日的生活当中我们能够看见它的意义
And this gives us meaning in our life,
使我们对生命有这样的一份的热忱和执着
So that in our life there is direction and passion
and confidence in the lives that we live. 我们属于神的儿女，在主耶稣基督里面有的盼望是实在的盼望。
And those of us that belong to God.We have hope in our Lord Jesus.
因为我们所盼望的对象是神自己。
Because the hope that we have is in God Himself.
诗篇第六十二篇第五节这样说。
In Psalm 62 verse 5,
我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
Psalm chapter 62 verse 5 For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在世上常常将我们的期盼摆在人的身上。
Oftentimes when we live in this world, we put our hope in a person or in man.
我们刚刚讲到的例子是一个人摆在他的公司里面的上司身上。
And the example that we talked about earlier was this brother put his hope in his boss.
可能你说总是外人嘛，所以比较不牢靠。
So we say that maybe because they're not a relative, so they're not trustworthy.
那我们是不是会把期盼摆在朋友的身上呢？
So then, will we put our hope in a friend?
朋友有没有让我们失望的时候？
Has a friend ever disappointed you?
有没有友谊受到友谊上面得到破裂时，我们得到伤害的经验呢？
Have we ever experienced where we were hurt?
Because of broken relationship with close friends? 那你说，我们盼望就摆在家人身上吧。
So then you might say, then we can put our hope in our family.
稍微有一点人生经验的人。
Or those that have some more experiences.
Yeah, experiences in life. 我们就知道对父母的期待。
So our hope in our parents.
对配偶的期盼。
Our hope in our spouse.
或者对孩子的期待。
Our hope in our children.
如果我们的盼望是摆在他们的身上，
If our hope is placed in them,
也是会使人失望的时候。
They can also bring disappointment.
因为人是会变的。
Because man changes.
人的能力是有限的。
And the abilities and the capabilities of man are limited.
人的话总是有不能兑现的时候。
And sometimes their words cannot be trustworthy.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们属神的人，我们的期盼。
But those of us that belong to God, our hope.
我们的盼望是从神来的。
Our hope comes from God.
不但我们盼望的对象是神，我们盼望的应许也是从神来的。
Not only is our hope placed in God, but that hope comes from God.
神是那完全信实值得我们信靠的。
God is someone that is completely trustworthy.
神是永不改变的。
God is never changing.
神是全能的。
God is all powerful.
他是全知的。
He's all knowing.
神的爱是无条件的。
And his love is unconditional.
而且神的应许是他已经将这世界上面一切关乎生命的都赐给我们来享受了。
And his promise is that he has given us all these things for us to enjoy.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们的确是有领受这样子一个盼望的印记的人，
If today we have received this mark of hope,
这个印记今天就是我们的特征了。
And this mark is what identifies us.
这是我们永生的盼望。
That is our hope of eternal life.
永生的盼望不是未来的盼望。
The hope of eternal life is not a hope that is in the future.
永生的盼望是生命的盼望。
The hope of eternal life is a hope that is in life.
The hope of eternity is actually the hope for life.也就是说，这永生的盼望是成为我们今生的祝福的。
In other words, our hope for eternity is the blessings that we have for today.
因为今天这个盼望是在我们生命当中，在我们现在的生活当中是有实质的。
Because this hope of eternity is real in our everyday life today, now.
这是我们的特征，这是我们的印记。
That is our mark, and that is our characteristic.
Yeah, it's a distinguishing mark,
right?
In our lives. 这不是只是思想观念的改变。
And that is just not just a change in concept or thinking.
这是一个生命力和影响力的改变。
That is a change that is impactful.
这是我们周围的人看得见、感受得到的。
Because that is a change that can be seen and can be felt by those around us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们有这永生盼望的时候
，And dear brothers and sisters, when we have this hope for eternity,
我们如何在今生得到神的祝福呢？
How are we living with the blessings that we have today?
因为当我们清楚在主耶稣基督里面的盼望的时候，
Because when we are clear of the hope that we have in Christ,
我们才知道今天我们在这世上是为了什么而生活。
Then we will know why we are living on this earth today.
所以今天我们的生命才会有目的，才会有意义，才会有价值。
So then that's why today when we live our life, there is purpose and there's value.
因为我们有这主耶稣基督所赐给我们的永生的盼望。
And because we have this hope that we have in Christ,
今天我们才能够从神那里支取恩典。
So that today we can receive the grace that comes from God.
赐给我们力量来为主而活。
So that we can have the power that comes from God to live for Him.
而这个生活，而这个生命是活到极致的。
And that this life is...
In this life we can live to the fullest.
To the fullest.
是丰富的。
It is a fulfilling, satisfying life.
因为我们今天有主耶稣基督所赐给我们永生的盼望。
Because we have that hope that we have in Christ.
今天我们在世上才能够对生命、对生活有确认。
And that's why today we can live our life with confidence and certainty.
我不知明日将如何。
I don't know what tomorrow will bring.
可是我知道谁掌管明天。
But I know who holds tomorrow.
就是我的主耶稣基督，而且他是牵着我的手而行的。
And that is our Lord Jesus that leads me by the hand.
这是我们对生活和生命上面的确认。
That is our confidence and certainty in life.
因为我们今天有从主耶稣基督那边而来永生的盼望。
Because we have that hope that is from Christ,
我们的生命才能够真正的得到满足。
Our life can be, we can be satisfied with this life.
我们今天所追求的不再是这世上虚浮的事情。
We no longer pursue the things of this world.
我们今天是在心灵里面得到完全的满足和安详。
And today, our souls are completely satisfied.
因为我们知道一切都已经被神所供应了。
Because we know that everything has been provided by God.
愿我们每一个属神的人，
I hope that every one of us that belongs to God
都能够有这样的经历，
will have this type of experience.
当人来问我们的时候，他们不是说你为什么去教会。
So when people ask us, they're not just asking us, why do you go to church?
他不是问说你做基督徒有什么好处。
And they're not asking, what benefits do you have as a Christian?
他说你为什么有这样子的盼望。
They would ask, why do you have this hope?
而我们就能够做好准备，能够以温柔，能够以敬畏神的心，能够告诉人。
Then we would be prepared to give an answer with gentleness and respect.
因为我认识了神的爱。
Because I know of God's love.
因为我得了主耶稣基督的救恩。
Because I have received the salvation that comes from Christ.
如今我是有了永生的盼望。
So now I have the hope of eternity.
是属天的盼望，是荣耀的盼望。
A hope that is from heaven, from God, and is a glorious hope.
是坚固牢靠的盼望。
It is a trustworthy hope.
在永恒当中是有把握，是有确据的盼望。
And it is a hope that is eternal, that gives me confidence and certainty.
接下来我们